It was September 11, 2001, a day etched in history. While the rest of the world watched in horror, as the World Trade Center in New York City was attacked, the people of Pakistan, my family's temporary home, seemed to celebrate. News of the attack reached to every corner of the country, and the air was filled with a mix of shock, confusion, and for too many, a twisted sense of triumph. But for my father, mother, and siblings, that fateful day struck a very different chord. We had become refugees in Pakistan in 1996 when the Taliban took over Afghanistan. We left everything we knew in Afghanistan behind and journeyed to a foreign land where we didn't know anyone and didn't speak the language. In that time, we settled in a small town where we rented a small house. We had to learn a new language, make new friends, and find work to support ourselves. We were grateful just to be alive and safe from the violence and oppression of the Taliban. But that fateful day, September 11th, would turn our lives upside down. As my father looked at the image of planes flying into the Twin Towers on the television screen, he felt a deep sadness engulfing him. He raised his voice in a local tea shop, condemning the acts of terror. His words resonated with some of the people around him, and all crowd turned against him. That's why he's condemning those acts. The people around him, they were all pro-terrorism, who were celebrating the death of all innocent people, what happened in that day. But that was not only a bad day for America, it was also a bad day for my family when we were living between the people who hate all humanity. When my dad condemned these acts as the people came against him, so one of my uncle, he intervened, pulling my father from the mob. Together, they rushed back home, seeking refuge within the four walls of their humble dwelling. Fear and uncertainty gripped my family as they barricaded themselves inside their home. The sound of the mob grew louder. Our belongings were thrown onto the street. My family huddled together, their hearts pounding with terror. My brothers and sisters, tears streaming down their faces, struggled to comprehend. We were all innocent victims in a land consumed by hatred. My father, his lips trembling with sadness and helplessness, he knew we were all paying the price for his standing up against inhuman acts. The days after that day turned into weeks, and my family slowly gathered the pieces of our shattered lives, wondering what to do next. In time, we came to realize that Pakistan had come to embrace terrorism and extremism, but there was little we could do, at least then. Our hurt act in Pakistan, as we witnessed the insensitivity and callousness of those who celebrated the brutal acts of Osama bin Laden. People celebrated the terrorists, people celebrated the violence and glorified terrorists, while we lived with a profound sense of betrayal and disillusionment. Amid all that darkness, however, glimpses of hope would eventually emerge. Ironically, that hope flourished after the chaos, after that chaos that was the fall of Kabul in 2021. But to understand that journey, you first must understand what it's like being a child of war. I was born in 1992, a time when Afghanistan engulfed in a chaos and violence. My family, like many other Afghan refugees, they flee to the Pakistan because of the constant shelling on our houses in mountainous area due to hunger and several other challenges. Going to Pakistan was not a choice. That was the only option that we have to do that. Otherwise, we could not survive. In Pakistan, we stayed for 8 years, and these were the bad year, very bad year of our life. Sorry, they were 5 years, not 8 years. We returned after 9/11 to the Afghanistan. I graduated from school. I joined the Afghan National Army when I was 16 years old. Then I fought against those terrorist and radical groups which were started in Pakistan and Iran. I fought for 12 years, several times getting injured and returning back to the front lines. We were still happy because we had country, we had honor, but we didn't know what will happen next. In 2020, the peace agreement came around. People of Afghanistan and the soldiers, they were feeling the betrayal that America was giving up and Taliban would win. In August 2021, that actually happened. Taliban took control of all Afghanistan. I was staying in Helmand province, which is the southwestern part of Afghanistan, and that was the only one and last battlefield in Afghanistan. The Taliban demanded us to surrender because we were only a unit that we were still fighting. Rest of the Afghanistan was under control of them. They took the Kabul and the palace. The Taliban chief, the supreme leader, was in the palace. So we decided to not surrender, and we keep fighting. But we don't have that much support. We couldn't stay for a long time. Over 350 soldiers died and killed and injured in that battlefield around me. And I had like a small radio in my hand, like at that stage. I took last aircraft with few of my soldiers and made it to the Kandahar airport. And in Kandahar, as that aircraft was also shot and it wasn't able to take more people with us. So few of us, we could make it to the Kabul through a, in Kabul, we were guided to the dedicated gate for us. We get enter. We entered in by that gate. We saw the faces of horror. People were desperately trying to get out. Everyone was trying to get out. Maybe you saw on the television. So that was a very bad moment. We were devastated. I lived with a hurt, full of millions of sorrows. Behind, I left my wife and two kids who couldn't get out. Like many others, I came to the United States in 2021. First, I stayed in Washington, D.C. and Virginia over a month for my immigration process. And after that, I came to Iowa in October 2021. I was staying in Urbandale Hotel. Then I met some other Afghan refugees who came after me. And they were also new like me, but most of them, they couldn't speak English. So we had a lot of challenges. Even I could speak English, I didn't know how to navigate system here. So how they can do. In those days, one of the Afghan refugee at 25 years old, he went out from the hotel and he was trying to find a store, but car hit him and Urbandale Police Department found his dead body. So I realized people really need help. And I started teaching them how to cross the road, what the signals are for, where they can find a grocery store, what store is for what, how to get the emergency help, what is 9/11, what is the bus stop look like here, how you can ride a bus. But that wasn't enough, because I don't have any resources to do more than this. And luckily, I met two amazing people in those days, Erin Bill and Allison Human from Des Moines Refugee Support. And after that day, I never felt I'm alone. They stand beside me and start helping Afghan refugees in hotels. We start taking them food and groceries to the hotel rooms. People start receiving warm clothes. They get rides and other helps, almost everything we needed. After that all, I still thought and I felt lack of the gathering point for Afghan community. So eventually I worked with others and found a community-based program. In July 2022, I founded an organization called Afghan Partners in Iowa. The goal is to help each other and provide services by Afghans to the fellow Afghans. As an executive director of that organization, I'm providing services to the Afghan refugees in the Iowa. My organization lead a lot of work. It's a new organization. I'm working every day to improve it. After all that, as I saw everything almost done, I remembered I still wanted to go to the college. One of my best friend, Erin Bill, director of the Live Mascot program for Drake University. She told me about a bright college program in Drake University. And that bright college program has like a big opportunity for the non-traditional students, which I am. I'm very thankful of everyone who supported me to join the Bright College, and I'm very proud to be a Drake student. Last month, my family moved from Pakistan to the Qatar, stayed in Qatar for 3 weeks. And do you know what's happening tonight? After 3.5 years waiting, my wife and two kids, right after this talking, they are going to meet me. Thank you. So my that all journey, they taught me, if you have sincere friends beside you, they will never let you give up. If you won't give up, as I did here, the people I took their names and their other 100 of volunteer friends, they never let me to give up. If we could overcome a battle of life and death, so everyone can, I would say never give up and keep forward.